Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Thank you so much for listening to my story and for telling all a bunch of other people's stories so that I can listen to those as well. I really enjoy your show. You guys always make me laugh and help me relax when I'm working too many hours at work. I have a story to share. I wrote it down actually, but then I thought instead of sending it in, I would just record myself reading it since when I listen to other people's stories, I love it when I can hear their voice telling the story. Not that I don't love your voice, Tony, but I think it's fun to hear how they feel about it. So here goes. I will read it off for you guys. My story takes place when I was 11 years old and living in Guildford, England. My family was living in a mock Tudor house that must have been built in the 50s or 60s. The house was large and well taken care of. As a child, I was very sensitive to the energy, not only of people, but of buildings and locations. My mother, very rightly, took us to visit all of the many historic sites, castles, and monuments that are all over the UK. But she would always tell me not to be silly when I didn't want to go down into the dungeons and places where a lot of people had been killed or tortured. Often, I would have to follow the rest of the family, afraid of being lost from the group, into these places, holding in my tears and panic, trying not to feel all the residual suffering and anger. She is not at all sensitive and has since apologized, since I am now older and more articulate and could tell her how I was feeling. I still like to give her a hard time and tell her that she scarred me for life, but it's all in good fun. The house we lived in felt full of memories to me, but not anything particularly negative. We'd only lived there for about a month and a half. My sister and I shared the master ensuite bedroom in the front of the house. My sister was 7 at the time, and as I said, I was 11. I slept on the bottom of our 2 bunk beds. I have ADD and have never found it easy to fall asleep, especially in that room. The light at night in that room was almost non-existent. It was very, very dark and had almost a heavy energy. I remember one night lying in bed looking at the crack of light showing from my parents' room as they got ready for bed, shining under my door. I dreaded the moment they would turn it off and I would be left listening to the quiet, settling noises of the house. The light did go off, and I just lay there, staring at the door. I must have drifted off to sleep, but I was woken by this strong feeling of something else awake in the room with me. I could hear my sister breathing, but it wasn't her sleeping presence I could feel. I didn't want to open my eyes, afraid of what I would see, but I couldn't just keep them closed and not know what was in the room with me. Finally, I could not stand not knowing anymore, so I opened my eyes and looked at the place I could feel someone standing. there was a lady. She was shadowy, but I could still see her in the dark. More than even seeing the details, that she was wearing a bathrobe and was clasping and unclasping her hands in front of her, I could feel her worry and sadness. She was looking at something that I couldn't see, focusing all her grief and worry on that one thing. She stood there, just filling the space around her with her anxiety and despair. I was too scared to do anything. I knew she should not be there, but I didn't know what to do. I wanted to get out of my room, but I knew I didn't want to go toward her, and she was between me and the door. She stayed there for a long time, and then slowly she turned to go. Before she reached the door, she disappeared. My heart was pounding, and I didn't sleep that night until it started to get light out at about 5 in the morning. A few nights later, she came back. Almost exactly the same thing happened. I was asleep, and her sadness would wake me. I would watch her, not moving, until she left. My sister would always kept sleeping right through this, and I knew I couldn't tell anyone. My mother didn't take lying lightly, and I knew she would think I was crazy or making it up. I had quite the reputation for always telling the truth in my family at this time, and I hated to throw that away since that meant I could get away with lies every once in a while. Well-calculated lies. Anyway. This kept happening for weeks, and it was always the same way. Every few nights, I would be woken by this lady. I brought a desk lamp into my room, and I would leave it on at night. And when I did that, I couldn't see her anymore, but I could still feel her sadness and worry come into my room. My fear of her never went away. I thought of trying to talk to her, but when I would try, I couldn't even whisper. I was always too full of my own fear and the great sorrow that she brought with her. I finally decided that I couldn't keep feeling this afraid all the time, so every night I would face the wall, and if I did wake up and feel her, I would just go back to sleep. Eventually, I either learned to sleep through it, or she stopped coming because she never woke me at night again. I would sometimes feel her if I'd come back to my room after it had been empty for a long time. If we'd been doing things in the other parts of the house, as I came through my door, a sort of wave of worry and despair would sort of wash over me until I sort of could fill the space with my own presence again. So that's my story. I've got some other ones to share at some point, but right now that's it. And thank you so much for listening. And I definitely hope that the bunk bed bell was used, because I'll be disappointed if it wasn't. So thanks guys so much. I really love the show. And keep being awesome. Bye.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This summer, whatever you're watching, baseball, golf, soccer, racing, DraftKings has you covered for every single moment of it. The DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states, bringing the game straight to your fingertips wherever you are. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code KSR. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. Includes all markets. That's code KSR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut? Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus, void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get prediction dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.